So we all know the word staycation, where you go to like a hotel in Atlanta. So you're going on a vacation, but you're still staying here. It's possible to do that with restaurants also.
Well, I think so. Hi, you guys, by the way. It's winter time. So I wanted to bring this up because for some strange reason, tiki bars are all the rage.
Are they having a moment? They are having a moment?
I think they've been having a moment. I don't think like I'm like smack dab in the target of it because I think this has been happening for a little while. But for some reason, there's been a crazy amount of tiki bars and Hawaiian-influenced restaurant bars that have been coming on the scene.
What's the name of that place on Crescent above from Cuckoo Room?
I don't know.
Okay. That's kind of a tiki-ish kind of thing going
on
there also.
Well, I have a list. Maybe it's one of them. Right. Because, you know, there's some nights I am in bed at 9:30, you know, so I got to rely on your
audience. Some or most.
Most.
Cuckoo Room's a great place to go.
I'm not shy to say goodnight. All right. Let's get started with Trader Vic's. Of course, you know, this is the classic. It's in the downtown Hilton. If you want a real feel of like a Polynesian vibe, maybe you're headed down to the big game. You have people in town. This is definitely like a slice out of the 1970s. The SOS Tiki Bar in Decatur. You've been there, right?
Have I?
I remember there was one night you were texting me, which I love a drunk text, by the way. I am super into that, especially when like I'm in bed or on the couch. Right. I'm like, someone else. What? I'm like, ooh, somebody else is out.
You're like, who's up at the crack of 9:30?
So the SOS Tiki Bar is really, really fun. They do a great drink called the Painkiller, which is white rum, aged rum, coconut cream, orange, pineapple, and tiki bitters. And it's $6. Okay. So it's a pretty good deal.
That's why I don't remember being there.
Obviously.
Here's another new one, which is in the Virginia Highland area. It's called Tiki Aniki. And it's a huge patio. It used to be the old illegal food, that burger place. But now they've got like a big patio and bamboo mats and a poke situation. So that's a fun, like, you know, Hawaiian hang. Tiki Tango. Wait, now is this the one, the three-story one? The lava lounge? Is that because that's so, now becoming a tiki bar.
So that's in that whole Crescent Avenue area down there also?
I believe that's it. Okay. So that is changing over. This is what I mean. Like, people are transforming their places. People, I guess they want to get laid.
I'm surprised there because Cosmo Lava's been there forever. So it's finally changing?
Apparently it is after 20 years. So they've got the custom mugs, glassware, tiki-inspired small bites. I mean, this is like a thing that's happening. Tiki Taco Tuesdays at the Bookhouse Pub. That's been going on for a while. That's a super hip place. Downtown in Castleberry Hill, Match Bamboo Lounge. What's neat about that place is that you can overlook the Mercedes-Benz Stadium on their second floor patio, and they've got a lot of Hawaiian-inspired dishes. Truett's Luau in Fayetteville, let's not forget. The Kathy family, you know, they wanted to have Hawaii in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. And if you're around there, you can get it. Truett Kathy wanted to have a special restaurant. He handpicked all the Hawaiian stuff in there. This is true.
And then for Mo, he probably doesn't know, Truett Kathy started Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Mo's learning.
Yes.
There's an Atlanta tiki tour happening in February where people make home bars and the people go all around Atlanta checking this out.
Now that sounds super fun.
It's this right up your alley. Listen, you can always contact me via Instagram, MaraDavis2000. Make sure you watch Atlanta Eats. It's on every weekend on Peachtree TV, and every single day you can look for us there. And aloha.
Bird Show, Q99.7.